this may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Zero Issues
Comic Podcast.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's the show, and you're welcome to it.
And it's Christmas.
It is. It's Christmas. It's literally Christmas Day.
Today is Christmas Day.
I love it when it works out like this.
So if you're having your, you know, couple hours between morning present stuff and the family nightmare of the evening, why not spend a small portion of it with us?
And if you're not having a family nightmare of the evening, put this on for the family.
They'll love it.
Yeah, someone's going to hate it. And you know what? That'll cause a lot. It's going to be just lovely. It's going to just be so entertaining for you personally.
Exactly. Or if you just, as we said last episode, if you just, you know, need a little time out for the family, go take a little...
take a long poop.
Christmas dump and take us along.
Yeah. Ugh. I mean, you ate too much. Things might not be going too good down there. You might need to take your time.
Yeah.
And we're here for you.
Show start now.
So as we did last year, perhaps you heard last year's Christmas episode, we discovered a vinyl record at Value Village that was Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman, each with their own stories. That was like supposed to be some sort of Christmas story. Really are not particular. They are.
Agree
but they're
to disagree.
Not. Yeah, they acknowledge Christmas happens. Mm. And then just go down a nightmare path.
Yes.
We listened last year to the Batman Gotham Nightmare one, and it was a blast.
Starring, what's his face? The Doctor.
Oh, Dr. John.
Dr. John.
My favorite Robin. Yeah. And this year we're going to be listening to Wonder Woman's fun Christmas story.
So sit back and join us and...
Just relax your entire body.
3, 2, 1, play.
I love this song!
As an unsuspecting world prepares to celebrate that happiest of holidays, Christmas, a powerful nuclear submarine running silent and deep under the massive polar ice cap makes its way north to a spot directly below the only inhabited region in an otherwise desolate world of ice and snow.
Timmins, Northwestern Ontario.
Its mission, kill Santa.
Navigational bearings readout, latitude 90.0 degrees north, longitude 0 degrees.
Excellent.
Colonel Klink, please raise the periscope.
All engines stop.
This is the part on Sprockets when we dance.
Proceed with drilling operations.
Drilling operations.
Dwayne de Tub, I'm drowning.
A powerful laser drill operating through the conning tower cuts a hole straight up through the ice, through which the captain climbs and steps out into the snow-covered streets of the Titan sleeping village above.
Well, the lasers are anything.
The lasers will solve everything.
Making his way unerringly to the home of the white-bearded patriarch of the community, he
Papa
bursts
Smurf.
In the door, gun in hand.
Ooh. You there! Get up!
What time is it?
Never mind.
Duel time!
You're coming with me.
But where? It isn't time for rides.
You're not my usual guy.
But you'll do.
You're a little thicker.
Now into the waiting sub. The captain wastes no time.
All engines full speed ahead.
All engines full speed ahead.
No, just one engine full speed ahead.
And like
impulse.
And the other one's go left.
Purring softly in the murky depths. The powerful sub
murky depths? They're my depths.
Cargo.
A fat old man.
The next morning, the international airways are crackling with reports of an event of cataclysmic import. From the Soviet Union, we hear...
Kraftwerk.
It is with the deepest regret that we announce that our beloved Grandfather Frost is lost.
Grandfather Frost is lost.
Mein Gott.
In France, a weeping announcer can barely get the words out.
The unthinkable, the unspeakable, the unbelievable has happened. Papa Noel has disappeared. Il est perdu.
Papa Noel!
He's taken the wine and he's gone away.
This is the voice of Vienna. St. Nicholas is missing. It is rumored
that he fell through a hole in the ice and possibly drowned.
And from America, an incredulous newsman with a typically American response.
Everything's fine.
It's fake news. The immigrants must have stolen him.
Buy more shit.
Consume.
The devastating effect of this event on the children of the world on this day before Christmas could be a tragedy beyond measure. I propose, therefore, that an international investigating commission be sent to the North Pole immediately.
This setting up an international investigating commission, what every child is just enraptured by. Yeah.
An old enemy gets me Ernest P. Worrell.
Yeah, what makes a good Christmas story for kids? Nuclear submarines, news, and politics.
Yeah. Only because of Wonder Woman. But phase one of my new master plan has now been completed, and this time I shall not fail.
You will not fail, Your Majesty.
You will not fail!
You will not.
Mighty Teutonic goddess returned from Valhalla on a sacred mission, and no one, not even Wonder Woman,
shall stand. This is going to go somewhere real good, isn't it?
I like how she says Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman!
She's Wonder Woman.
Her ancestral home and legendary home of the Amazons, Wonder Woman walks along the beach with her mother, Queen Hippolyte. Unaware
looking
of
for her keys.
Raging in the outside world at that moment.
Somewhere.
Oh, Mother, it's been so wonderful to be home.
Invisible.
Free of the troubles and worries of the world of ordinary humans, if only for a little while.
To take the cares of that world on your shoulders was your own choice,
Diana. What's wrong with America's ordinary humans? I thought you liked us.
You must return. It is the law.
As her mom says, stop bitching. It's your own fault, Dad.
Yeah,
you
dummy.
Did this to yourself.
Far above in the realm of the gods, Aphrodite, goddess of love, listens to a boastful god of war, the mighty Mars.
Crater. Oh, no, sorry.
There you have it, my dear Aphrodite. All the elements of this little play are in place. All the actors on stage.
Martin Scorsese once directs, again, but he hates himself for it.
Overture, curtains, lights.
About to take place down there in the world of humans.
Good humans. Against evil, love against hate. Light against darkness.
Cats
light
against dogs.
Rap rock against new metal.
No!
The only reality. Peace is an illusion. Refuge of the weak. Only the strong.
Is that Fred Willard?
And so once
I hope
again,
so.
God, I hope so, yeah.
The world afire.
And you must admit, my emissary is efficient. Her plan ingenious.
This is just straight up the inspiration for the actual Wonder Woman movie, apparently.
It is. It is.
Celebrated as a time of peace on earth and goodwill toward man. This is indeed cruelty unworthy even of the god of war.
Screw you, I'm drunk.
It's such an exercise in futility.
But you
now pass me the schnapps. The godly schnapps.
The champion of the forces of love who has foiled your plans before and will do it again. Wonder
and you
woman.
Suck.
We shall see. We shall see. But now, let the play begin.
Additionally.
Echo, echo.
Spared no expense.
In the children's ward of a hospital in Washington, D.C.
Wonder Woman, you kept your promise. I got here
superhero.
As soon as I could.
That's what I do.
The children have been very depressed over Santa's disappearance. Everyone knows about it. Poor things. I just heard the news myself.
On my invisible radio.
I'll do my best to cheer them up.
She's dressed as Baby Yoda.
As Wonder Woman moves from bed to bed, the sad little faces light up at the sight of their famous visitor.
Are you really Wonder Woman?
No.
Yes, I am.
Oh, I mean, yes.
What's your name?
I'm Susie.
Susie. What a nice name. And what would you like Santa to bring you tonight?
A
new lungs.
And a teddy bear.
Okay, Susie.
Bring me a hint of hope and a way out of this living hell.
A vaccine and new parents.
Parents that will give me the vaccine.
Don't worry, Susie. I'll do my best.
This is her walking.
What's your name, young man?
I'm Johnny. Johnny Appleton.
And what would you like for Christmas, Johnny?
A baseball and a baseball glove and a bat.
A ball, a glove, and a bat?
Yeah. Because someday, I'm going to walk again and run and play with the other kids.
Well, perhaps I'll get your legs first,
Johnny. And I promise you, your name will be at the top of Santa's list.
But what if you can't find Santa?
We'll find him.
You shut your damn mouth.
Are you questioning me? Are you questioning me?
I'm fucking Wonder Woman.
I'm taking the tiara off.
Yeah.
Here it goes.
She's been this way all day.
Oh, my.
tears on the day before Christmas?
Would that you checks like out.
To tell me what's wrong, Beth?
Is her name Death?
Wonder Woman.
Oh, I'd Beth. Like to help you.
Okay.
If you'll let
I
me.
I think.
I hope.
Nobody can help.
Nobody maybe can Santa help. Can. I am if inevitable.
Want, I'll tell him. And maybe he'll bring death. It to you.
Santa Claus isn't coming tonight.
Of course
this
he is.
This girl's 80
I
years
thought
old.
Downstairs.
That's only a make-believe Santa
no,
Claus.
No, I'm so proud of you.
I know he
pass me my pills.
If only we had some idea
and my peppermint.
Where he might be.
I bet Death knows. I bet you're Beth knows.
White House theme song.
Thank you for coming, Wonder Woman.
I am honored, Mr. President, but I don't understand.
Wonder Woman's best friend, Gerald Ford.
Kidnapping. So that's what it was.
Yes. I thought he was on a binger.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't know who they are, where they're holding him, or why, but they demanded that you be present when they contact us again.
We control the vertigo.
Mr. President, is Wonder Woman there?
Yes, she is here.
Good. Then listen carefully. In return for the release of your precious Mr. Claus, we demand $500 million, delivered personally by Wonder Woman.
And she must be dressed as a chicken and speak only in Portuguese. Make it so.
In the sight of any planes, submarines, or warships, the prisoner will be executed.
If we see a jet ski, we're going to cut off his toe.
If I see a fish, I will slap him with it.
If I see two fishes, I will take it as a sign.
We will take her prisoner, put her in the dungeon with our other prisoner, and then, as we take off in our specially equipped command plane,
they can't take Wonder Woman prisoner, but yeah, tie her up, it'll be fine.
Yes, Majesty?
Wonder Woman and Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
And Johnny Appleton.
We'll all be blown to kingdom.
Santa Claus is in the jail being like, I only get to work one day a year and you're keeping me from it. It's a full year vacation.
I was going to call in a sick day anyway. I don't care.
Awesome.
Santa Claus, a place called Christmas.
To hell with you, Susie.
Of a decadent world. I shall restore the Germany of old, the power of the ancient gods, and the glory of the master race.
Oh, my.
Oh, yikes.
This is a terrifying Christmas story.
I had a feeling it was going here.
Ready to bomb the major capitals of the world at my command.
Yikes.
Once again, capturing the Christmas spirit.
This is pretty fucked up.
And we shall fly to Washington, D.C., where I will be crowned Queen of the World.
Hail, Brunhilde!
Whoa!
Okay, then.
Like, do you think the parents and grandparents who bought their kids Wonder this Woman record for Christmas knew there was going to be so many Nazis?
To a rendezvous with Doomsday on a remote island in the mid-Pacific.
The ocean is so large and that island so small. But I must
and this coffee's so hot.
For the sake of children everywhere. Ah, that must be it. That atoll down there.
Bikini Atoll.
She definitely learned that word by reading
nothing
it.
Nothing but coral reefs and...
Calling Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman here. Go ahead.
On the inside rim of the coral reef, you will see a blinking light.
Yes, I see it.
It marks a camouflaged landing platform.
I swear to God, it's there. Just go ahead and land your plane there. It'll be okay. Go ahead.
You can trust me.
I put down many soft mattresses.
As Wonder Woman lands on the platform, it descends far below the surface and
it sinks into the ocean.
And she steps out into a brilliantly lit cavern, in the center of which stands...
Brunhilde! I thought that voice was familiar.
Wonder Woman, alias Diana Prince. I've been
alias Muddy May Suggins.
There's no time for small talk.
Alias Johnny Appleton.
Here it is. Now, turn your prisoner over to me, as
God,
per our agreement.
Certainly. Come with me.
We're walking. This is the sound of us walking.
Here we are. Walk,
walk.
Walk. Richter, open the cell door.
Just coconuts.
As Wonder Woman steps inside to lead the prisoner out, the door slams shut behind her.
A door! As Wonder Woman, what can I do?
Company for the prisoner of Christmas Island.
I should have expected a trick of some kind.
Wonder Woman, you could just beat the shit out of them, right?
Or like pull the doors right off the wall. Yeah. And like, here, these are yours.
Very easily.
You, as a prisoner, I really wanted, not that fat little man.
Then why not
release him?
Let him ride tonight for the sake of little children everywhere.
Right, he will ride no more. From now on, there will be a new order, a new discipline, a new race.
New order?
There will be no
new order,
a new wave.
Put it in a trailer, might sound pretty good.
What are you going to do with us?
Tell me your entire plan.
Yeah. The indestructible metal Zeldor is made of.
It's adamantium. It's made of adamantium.
That makes sense.
It's in a hangar in the next room. Von Richter and I will board that plane. Then we reach the surface and take off. The push of one button will destroy you and the fat one and the
Joey Fatone.
How nice.
The push of a second
America's sweetheart, Joey Fatone.
Joey Fatone?
From my satellite, which will destroy New York, London, and Moscow. The push of a third button.
Well,
orders
what about
papers,
the third
towels.
Button?
If the United Nations do not surrender unconditionally and crown me queen of the world, I shall destroy every major city on Earth.
And crown you now, queen of the world?
Even
not the world, idiot.
Even Regina. Regina, you're first.
But Brunhilde had forgotten the powers of Wonder Woman's magic tiara. Pounding the rock wall of the dungeon with the tiara, Wonder Woman cuts through it like butter.
At this point, a sword would actually be pretty helpful.
There, we are free.
Wonder Woman hangs up a poster of Rita Hayworth.
Running to the platform that has brought her down to the cavern, they board her invisible plane.
Don't make me run, I'm full of chocolate.
And the platform rises to the surface just in time for them to see Brunhilde's plane take off.
There it goes.
They wave.
Goodbye. Where did
we
park?
We must get off this island before she blows it up. Hurry, robot plane.
Is it robot plane?
Hello.
Get in me.
Hey, girl.
Gotta bring down that command plane now. Can't
let
her destroy
her.
The world's greatest cities.
With guns and bullets.
Maneuvering her speedy craft close to Brunhilde's plane, Wonder Woman hurls her magic lasso around the tail of a much larger plane.
And then gets her arms ripped right
over the destruction of Christmas Island and the supposed demise of her most dangerous foe, and prepares to send the electronic command to the satellites to drop
their
bombs.
That's her most dangerous foe.
Well, I mean, Wonder Woman is Brunhilde's most dangerous foe, but Wonder Woman, you know, it's not, it's like how, you know.
It's a one-way thing.
It's like they're my best friend, but I'm not their best friend. Yeah.
Going down.
Bring up the nose. Bring it up.
I can't bend the wheel. Something's trapped its tail propulsors, forcing us down behind the plane.
Merry Christmas.
Wow. They're fine.
And as Wonder Woman watches the plane sink
beneath
the waves,
they're okay.
Suddenly she sees an extraordinary.
Her bloodlust only rises.
A great white horse rising
great
out of the
white
water,
horse.
Carrying a Valkyrie.
It's little
like
death
the old,
from the hospital earlier on. She's still crying. Sounding like Judy Garland.
It was the warrior.
There's no Santa here.
No Santa here. Let me break into song.
To return to Earth again.
House lies
after notifying Washington of the necessity of disarming Brunhilde's orbiting satellites. Wonder Woman flies her companion back to his headquarters.
Ooh, her companion.
Oh, I got close.
Thank you, Wonder Woman, not just for.
I'm married, but I have an understanding with Mrs. Claus.
And at the stroke of midnight, once again we hear a familiar voice and a welcome
Leave your invisible keys in the bowl.
J.K. Simmons, familiar voice.
On Vixen, on Prancer, on Rudolph, on Dancer.
On Weed.
Merry Christmas, Wonder Woman, and everyone, everywhere.
That was really the only Christmassy part of that entire story.
Yeah, really. Just Santa jingling his bells after hanging out with Wonder Woman. Gross.
Wow.
Very gross.
Made the news face.
Slightly terrifying.
That's it.
That's it. Greg, that's all.
Happy holidays.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy
I apologize for that last part.
That's only a make-believe Santa Claus. The real Santa Claus isn't coming. I know he isn't.
And that's it. Yay.